Let's talk about the five things, and this is an article that came from CIO Magazine, to help you identify a phishing attack. And that is extremely important,
right,
that we use that to identify it. I have that information. I printed off here, and we can go through it one time. And the first thing they have down there is to expect the unexpected. What does that sound like to you?
Well, I mean, if you get an email and it says, please click here, and you're not expecting it, you know, wait a minute, some sort of, you know, spiny sense should go up and say, why are they sending me this? Mm. I just had one yesterday. Somebody said, hey, you need to come in and check your security on this site because it looks like it's been compromised. Well, nobody's going to send me an email like that. So it was pretty easy,
okay. But
some people fall for that. And when they do, they click on the link to go to that site, and they just downloaded a virus or a keylogger or somehow something that will allow the bad guys to get into and access your computer.
Or you're just in your mail, and you're rushing through it, and you just, click here. Yeah, okay. And you click it. By that time, it's too late.
Yeah,
and I think that was part of the unexpected, is that this is, you're expecting some information to come through. Even if it's information like in a business situation that you're as an employee, that something comes through, double check it.
Well, and you look at something and it looks like it's a friend of yours, right?
Yep.
So number two was name check, right? Make sure that it really is your friend. First of all, they can actually send an email from an account and masquerade as that person. But a lot of times they don't even do that. Make sure that you really know the person and not something like the person. If he always goes by Andy and you get something from Andrew, be careful.
Okay, right? That's a good thing. Yeah, double check on the name. You know what? It's challenging us all to be a little bit more suspicious, even with things that we are familiar to us.
Right.
Because it can be all of us, wait a minute, why is Joe sending me this request? That's not his department, or that's not normally the thing that he would be asking me for. Okay, so that was point number two, which is to check the names. How about the one that says, don't click on unrecognized links?
Anytime you get an email that has a link in it, and especially if it's an email that came from somewhere that you didn't request, like, for example, if you want to get a password reset with, Comcast on your email request, and you click on it, on the box says, I want to receive my password, and then they'll say they're going to send you a link to click on to fix that password. Well, now you're expecting it. It's from someone you know, so it's okay to use. But if you get a piece of mail and it just has, welcome to Baker's Keyboard Lounge and click here for a musical interlude, and you didn't look for that and you didn't really care about that, you shouldn't click on it. Matter of fact, what you should do, if anything, is just take your mouse and hover over the link without clicking.
Yes.
And you should see a little bubble pop up. And if you look at that link, it's not going to look quite right.
It won't say, for instance, Bank of America. It'll say something else entirely.
Right. Sometimes
it'll
say just numbers.
Or
IP address.
Or it'll say bankofamerica.can instead of com.
Those
sort of things. Or it's HTTPZ instead of S. You look for those things.
One of the other things is poor spelling or grammar. That's less and less, I find, so nowadays.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting it more and more lately.
Are you?
But that's, yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, are you threatening me?
Yeah, by the FBI. I'm from the FBI, and no, they don't send this.
Especially when they say urgent action is required.